It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thanks for tuning in this morning to our outdoor show. Got a little fun show today. I think you're going to enjoy it. I know I always enjoy talking to David Hansen. Many of you know David. He's a catfish guide over at Lake Tawakoni. He's also one awesome cook. Now, David was up in Colorado we spent almost 3 weeks. We were gone about that long with two groups of elk and bear hunters up there. And David, this was his first year as camp manager. He did a great job, and I learned a couple of new recipes. David, thank you for being with us today, buddy.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, Luke.
Did we have a good time up in Colorado in the high country or what?
Oh, if it was any better, I couldn't have studied.
Well, you did a great job, and I learned a couple of new recipes. And before our show is over today, I want you to give everybody some catfish tips. The blue catfish bite, folks, has started under corks, floaters, out there at Tawakoni. And David, he did a little test fishing just yesterday, but that's a fun way to catch blue catfish. We're going to get David to talk about that a little bit. But David, tell us about that, the garlic and butter and French bread recipe. And you could use that for hors d'oeuvres. I've done it twice since we've been back. I've already. First, talk about how you prepare the garlic, okay?
Well, you know, in our case, we had it for use was a gas grill. Well, you can set it up, turn part of your, you know, burners on, and still get the effect of an oven. So in that case, you are in an oven. You just take your cloves of garlic, put in, you know, depending on how much you want to make, put it in there, 350. Should take about 15 minutes, and it will be soft enough to mash. Very simple. Get you a stick of butter, mash them up together. You can add seasoning. We also sometimes add different fresh herbs and make an herb butter and garlic butter too. But then you take that loaf of French bread and cut it in half, and on that grill burning hot, lay it down and toast it on both sides and smear that concoction on it. And my goodness.
It is good. I mean, our hunters, they knocked that out before the meals, you know, the evening meals, they'd hit that. And I noticed one day that you went ahead and, well, you know, cut your loaf of bread in half lengthwise and then cut like pieces after it was toasted, and then they could use those just like to dip with, right? I mean, that's another way you can do it.
Yeah, you can tear off little chunks, cut it in slices, and serve it as a, you know, with your dinner, however you want to do it. You know, I like to just tear it up in chunks, throw it over, and you can just drag it through it, you know.
That's exactly what we all did, too, and it didn't last long. Well, that's a you know, honestly, a simple recipe, but man, is it tasty. Most good recipes that I found are just a little bit of knowledge. They're not necessarily complicated, you know. Another deal, dessert that you made, I think you made maybe four of them while you were up there, is the cobbler. Now, people can spend untold hours making cobbler. But you don't have to, and you don't. And I really think that if all of us up there enjoying your cobblers, I think if you'd spent hours and putting the lattice, you know, the crosshatch dough on top and all that, I don't think it would have been a bit better tasting than what you did. And it didn't take you 10 minutes to get these prepped and in on the grill, did it?
No, it's just that simple, you know. And like I say, the outcome is just wonderful. But all you have to do is just get you a pie pan, or, you know, I like to use the aluminum pan because you don't have to necessarily clean it up. You can throw it away.
Right, yep.
But get you a can of peaches according to how many people, you know, a bigger can if you've got more people. It's easy to double the recipe.
Exactly.
One cake mix, a can of peaches, stick of butter, and cinnamon.
That's it. Pour
the, the juice the off cheap, the pieces.
Like you said, the cheapest cake, you know, cheap
yellow
cake mix. I mean, it's good. It's not expensive, but, yeah.
Well,
put your peaches
the
in there first, don't you, Dave?
Yeah. I prefer the butter cake mix.
Yep.
And but you pour those peaches in there. Make sure you pour the juice off. Spread your cake mix evenly. Use the cinnamon. Use a bunch. The more the better.
Right. Yep.
45 minutes at 350 or so, you got a cobbler.
Well, it's tasty, and they were literally devoured up there, those cobblers were. They didn't last long with a bunch of us hungry. Hunters had been out in the mountains all day. That's a very simple recipe and a good one. And folks, you can another variation of this, and I've done it with the Dutch kettle. There's no reason to go to the trouble of a Dutch kettle if you've got a gas grill. I mean, that's the bottom line. But you can take a Dutch kettle. You can buy two of the pie shells. They come two at a time there. And you can put one down in the bottom of that grease, or put butter on the bottom of the Dutch kettle, I mean on the inside. Put your pie shell down, put your peaches and your butter on top of that. And then, David, this is an old method that Bob Hood taught us up there. We cooked them up there in the past. Take that other pie shell and just cut your little strips and cross-hatch them on top. The end result... it's the same thing, you know.
It's good.
It really is. So that's a couple of really good desserts that you can use, folks, when you're out. Heck, you can be camped out fishing, or you don't have to be out on a hunting trip. You can make it at home. David, one of the most fun blue catfish bites is going on right now. That's fishing for them for suspended fish under a floater, under a cork. There's several times and seasons. I guess there's, as the old saying goes, there's a time and a season for everything. But blue cats in the spring, I was down there with you fishing with a basic Santee rig that floats the bait up off the bottom. We killed them. I mean, you were catching them with your clients day in and day out, fishing, fairly close to bottom in fairly shallow water. Now, in the winter, say in October, when the water starts cooling, that's beginning of trophy time. That's when you go out there, and well, last year you put your clients on fish up to 80 pounds. So that's when the big ones bite. But right now, this is not uncommon, catching these suspended fish under floaters, is it?
No, this is typical for the time of the year, and in years past, it really gets triggered if we have a big crop of grasshoppers. But they're not. There's no grasshoppers now, but they're feeding on top. And you can actually get out there in this medium depth water around the structure, treetops, whatever, and pitch that thing up there. And when it hits the water, you better be ready.
Man, that is fun. I mean, and these are a lot of, back to that, when we're talking catfish, I'm always talking about a fish fry. And honestly, those white, blue meated catfish, blue cats, the meat is, the fillets are just snow white. It's hard to beat one of those that's going to weigh, say, 2 to 6 pounds, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, that's the finest eating in the water, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. How deep are you? On an average, are you fishing? Say, how deep is the bait below the surface now, as a rule?
3 to 5 feet.
Okay.
And you can actually get out there and get tied up to a tree top or anchor up, and once you start fishing, you start leaving a trail behind you of this floating bait and stuff. And you sit there a little while, and you go to noticing the fish coming up behind you. Well, that ain't stripers, and that ain't sand bass. That's them blue cats feeding on the surface, coming to you.
Just like a bird dog picking up a scent trail, air scenting of a covey of quail. You know, it's the same principle, really, Dave.
Except that's right.
Those catfish, they are born and bred to that well, like I've heard you say, they're a big nose. I mean, they're sensory, their olfactory organs there, all over their body. They can pick up bait, the smell of bait from a long ways, can't they?
Yes, they can. They have, you know, it's incredible.
Well, this bite is going to go on until the onset of cold weather. I know that, David. And it's not, I mean, it's, you'll occasionally hook up with a bigger fish. I've done it with you. Mm-hmm. But as a rule, the most of them are those good eating size. Is that right, that you're catching?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. They're going to be, you know, from 2 to 6 pounds, and throwing, you know, a few bigger than that, and occasionally one quite a bit bigger. But exactly. You just rarely pick up a big fish
now,
until winter time.
Right, like, and fresh shad is the top bait for this, right?
Punch bait, either one.
They'll hit that. Okay.
A lot of it is keyed by the slap of the bait hitting the water.
Just kind of like fishing for catfish under cormorant roost, right?
Just about the same thing.
So they hear that, the splat triggers them, and then they move in. That's you know, just the sound of the bait hitting the water. Well,
yep.
The actual, when you begin your trophy blue catfish trips, and this is for big catfish, you know, big ones. When would you expect that to kick off this year, if you were to make a guess?
I'm going to say by the end of October, I'll be on those fish, and then it'll just be a steady thing all winter, right on up till end of April.
Well, I know people planning ahead, David, you know, they need to probably, we'll leave your phone number and everything. I know a lot of people already know how to contact you, but it's time now to, number one, catch a bunch of good eaters right now, but it's also time to think ahead. I know that, and plan a time this October, November, December, during the winter months to get with you. You know, David, I'm going to be down in the Greenville Library. I want to tell everybody about this. Looking at my calendar here, actually, it's the first Monday in October, which actually will be the third. I'm going to be down there for a book signing, a kind of an open forum. We're just going to have a good time and visit down there. But anybody that would like to come down and visit with me from 6 to 7:30 at the Greenville Library, you can call the library up there. I can give you the number if you want to jot it down. It's 903-457-2992, or just the Greenville Library. And remember that. I'd sure like to visit with you. You don't have to buy a book. Just come by. Who knows? We may get old David in there with us and really have a visit. David, we're getting pretty close to wrapping our show up for today. As always, I appreciate all the insights and information that you share with everybody. And I would like you to leave a phone number where they can give you a call and talk catfishing with you.
All righty. You can reach me anytime at 903-268-7391.
Well, David, we'll get you back here in a few weeks. I am planning a blue catfish article in the Greenville Herald Banner and the other 29 papers that run my column next week. So if all works just right, well, folks, be watching the paper next Thursday up in that neck of the woods. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.